Blackstone Audio presents The Outer Cape, a novel by Patrick Dacey. This book is read by Robert Fass. This book is dedicated to the memory of my mother, her love, her goodness, her grace. But there is the inevitable return. We are forever going out and coming in, joining and abandoning, alone and together. William Goyen, The House of Breath. Part 1. Robert and Irene, 1990. 1. Robert Kelly had constructed the argument to put his wife on the defensive. It worked, as he knew it would, which in a way was even worse than having done nothing at all. So after Irene stomps around the bedroom, gathering together the stray pieces of clothing for tomorrow's laundry, Robert grabs her arms and pulls her toward him. She beats against his chest, then succumbs to his lips and tongue pressing against her neck. He yanks the straps of her dress down her arms, pushes up and sucks on her breasts, pulling hard on her nipples with his teeth. "Ow!" she says. Don't stop!" He grabs her delicate hands in his giant paw and locks them behind her back with his grip, then nudges her toward the bed with his knee against her crotch. "Keep quiet," he says. On his knees, he pushes aside her underwear and laps the juice from her pussy, reaching up to put his fingers in her mouth when she starts to moan. Her legs shudder. He grabs her up from the bed.